It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, thinking back to the win over the Carolina Hurricanes the other day, were there elements beyond just the win that you liked a lot better from recent outings?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't give up much. I mean, we're tightening up defensively, which is important. You know, you want to take care of your own end, especially, you know, if you're going to go through stretches where you're not scoring as much. We're in one of those right now, enough to win, but they're not coming easy. So, you know, you got to keep it out of your own net if you want to get points. So that part was great. PK was good. You know, sticking with the program, playing our game, not getting away from it, not getting frustrated, losing our structure, losing our discipline. I mean, all those things, as a coach, you like. We typically don't do that, but I'm glad we didn't do it. We're not starting to do it because that usually leads to some negative results.
When a team is losing, there's some obvious challenges, it seems like, for the coaching staff. When a team is winning at the rate that the Bruins are, especially right now, do the challenges change?
Well, we try to keep guys focused. When we do video, it's, you know, there's going to be things, hey, this is where we need to get better. Here's, you know, I've tried to stay consistent with that, kind of a 70% positive, 30% negative type of clips, even when we're winning, even when we're losing. Now, if we play two games in a row that are stinkers, they're going to see some stuff that they need to see. I mean, that's just, you know, the way I do business. And that's probably happened once a year in the last 2 years. And I'm sure it's coming this year, sooner or later. And, you know, it's a good way to sort of revisit some stuff. But then you move on, you throw it in the trash and get ready to play. But in general, that's how we do things. So try to stay that way. And I think the players appreciate that.
As the sample size gets a little bit bigger, what have you thought about Coyle with Marchand and Heinen, Krejci with Pastrnak and DeBrusk?
Well, I know Krejci and Pasta have chemistry. You know, we've used them together, not as much as maybe, you know, we've been asked to by people outside of these walls. And that's fine because they do look good together. So do Bergy and Pasta. So it's just the way it works out. But, and obviously Krejci has DeBrusk on the left side. So I think that line will be fine as long as they don't get too loose. And then with Coyle and Marshy, I think it's good for Coyle to have a high-end. Marshy's a 100-point guy last year. He's on pace to do that again. So Charlie's playing with an elite offensive player. So in that regard, hopefully it pushes Charlie to be a better offensive player because it's in him. You know, you put players like that around you that are driven every shift to, you know, to create offense. I think it can help Charlie. So we're looking at it. You know, hopefully we get Bergy back. We got a full boat, and then we can, you know, sort it out from there. But that's what we have right now, and I think it worked out well the other night.
You also have not put Corrali, Wagner, and Nordstrom back together. Now, obviously, some injuries have played a part in that, but why have you elected to go that route to keep that group apart, at least for the time being?
Well, you know, I don't think they had completely found their game. Wags blocked a shot early in the year, was trying to, you know, find his legs for a while there. Nordy was in and out of the lineup. Sean was getting frustrated because he had some offensive opportunities that weren't going in, so they didn't have the same cohesion they had in the past. I believe they will get there. So we moved Sean with some more offensive-minded guys, I guess, to play more in that role with Bjork and Heinen or Backes or Richie, whoever turned out there. We've gone through a number of different guys, and it's freed Sean up a little to be a little more on the attack. Lindy's a good defensive player, so there's not a tremendous drop-off there for Nordy and Wag, still the same role for them. And we'll see how it works out for Sean. I think his offensive game has opened up a little bit. And maybe the next we do it with the other two down the road to sort of get them feeling a little better about their offensive game. Even though they know what their role is and they kill penalties for us and block shots and are physical, I still think players need to, you know, to be freed up a little bit to play with the puck a little more and not always have to think about defense first. So that's allowed Sean to do that, and I think it's worked out.
John Moore's going to make his season debut tonight here for the Bruins. When he does get up to speed, how's he going to help the group?
Well, he has good pace. Should be able to help us break pucks out, get back on pucks, break them out. He'll definitely help the PK. That's one of the strengths of his game. He's good at closing on people. He's willing to block shots, do the dirty work in front of the net. So, but for him, it'll take a little while. He's missed some hockey. He's going to have to get up to speed. One thing about John, he's a world-class skater. So that part of it will come by quick. It's more the hockey battles down low. It's the time and space. Do I have it or do I don't? Just the feel of the game parts for John. That'll take a while to come back. We'll have to be patient with him, but it's good to have him back in the lineup.
All right, I got to go back in your history. First round pick of the Blackhawks in 1983. From 83 to 90, you played for four different Blackhawks coaches when you got the call. Orville Tessier, Bob Pulford, Bob Murdoch, Mike Keenan. Whether it's those guys or any of the players that you crossed paths with during your time in the Blackhawks organization, is there anything you took from those personalities you're using now?
Well, yeah, I think you always take from different coaches. Now, Orville Tessier, I played one game for. I got called up. I was an 18-year-old kid. He might have said hello to me. That was it. So that was very brief. Bob Murdoch, I liked a lot. He spent a lot of time with me. He'd came from Calgary, talked a bit about certain players he had there, and I thought he took a lot of time. So for me, I was a little saddened when he was replaced by Mike Keenan, who I didn't know at the time, but I just, you know, I knew that the guy that was there certainly had time for me. And sometimes, as a player, you need that. I was at the point in my career, I wasn't an automatic player in the NHL. I needed a break, and he had given me one the year before. So with Mike, turned out there was other better players. He sent me down a lot, called me up a lot to watch the games, go back down. But Mike ran excellent practices. I took that from him. They're high paced. He didn't go to the board. Ours were 42 minutes. Ben, you were sweating and you were working a lot of competition. So I love that about Mike. He had his teams were fit. He had some other quirky methods. I wasn't around for all of those, so I probably wasn't a part of a lot of them, but I did love his practices. Pulley had a great heart. Big-hearted guy. I think he's a little misunderstood. I always had lots of time for Pulley. Nice man, but in the game a lot of time. A lot of respect for him, and that covers those guys. Unfortunately, I didn't spend enough time there. I would have liked to, but I met a lot of great people and teammates in Chicago.
Last thing, with your group facing the Blackhawks for the first time this season, what do you want them to focus on to take 2 points?
Well, we have to be mindful of their best players. They have some high-end guys that can beat you, Kane and DeBrincat, that they read off each other well in the power play. Sometimes they're 5-on-5 together, sometimes they're not. But listen, you got to be aware of Kane. Hitting guys late, their D come late. Gustafson's good at that. So that's one thing we've got to try to neutralize his effect in the game. I think you got to force them to play in their end. They got some new D down there, sorting through some things in D zone coverage. So we got to make sure that we're hanging on to pucks and getting into the scoring area, work to get there. I mean, their goaltenders are solid, no matter who's in there. They're elite NHL goaltending, so you have to hang around and not get frustrated and get some second chances.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thanks, Judd.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Blackhawks are coming up next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.